From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. A coalition of California lawmakers in a letter to House leadership have requested a disaster recovery package to aid California farmers and ranchers devastated by historic storms this year. It was pointed out in the letter that from December 27th through January 16th, California had 9 powerful storms, each of which held as much water as a hurricane. Areas of California saw more than $500 million in estimated flood and storm damage to agricultural operations. They are one of the biggest trading partners for the U.S., but China may be attempting to change that. The South China Morning Post reports the country aims to increase soybean production this year in an attempt to become more self-sufficient, with escalating geopolitical tensions one of the big reasons for the change. But Chinese farmers appear less motivated to grow more beans because of low market prices. The U.S. dairy industry is concerned about plant-based beverages in grocery stores carrying the label milk. The Food and Drug Administration announced it is reopening the public comment period on draft guidance for labeling plant-based products. Food Safety News says the draft recommendations were initially published in February and are for industry comments on naming plant-based beverages that are marketed or sold as alternatives to milk. Interested parties can submit their comments to regulations.gov.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.